Smile. 90.4 FM.
Tell us about your self-grooming blunders and your DIY haircut fails.
2014, I'm 11 years old, decide to go down to the barbershop for a haircut the day before Valentine's Day. Halfway through the haircut, load shedding strikes. Boom. And it was so bad, my barber started laughing me out, as well as all the other customers in the barbershop. Anyway, came home, my dad's almost crying of the laughter. My mom's at least concerned, but the biggest disadvantage was definitely my sisters. They took pictures and videos to post on Facebook. So, yeah, definitely still one of the things that they use to humble me today.
I shaved myself nice in the bathroom, and then I decided to use my, the nose shaver.
Yes.
I put it on, and as I'm using it, the thing just decided to stop, and all hell broke loose. I just thought of Mr. Bean, and then I had to manually loosen the thing, and eventually I just came out with a whole ball of hair, and it felt like I was pulling my eye socket out of my nose.
My worst grooming fail was the first time I tried to shave my legs. I pulled the razor over my shin, and as I lifted it up, there was about a 30 centimeter piece of skin dangling from the razor. So I subsequently took a whole nice sliver of skin off my shin.
Donald!
I can feel that.
Sliver is such a beautiful word, and you've just, it shouldn't be a, you should never use sliver and human skin in the same thought sentence.
I actually trimmed the front of my hair, the hair, you know, and make some corners there. The machine is a little wide, and I have a small forehead, and when I came to the left corner, accidentally, I took the whole left eyebrow. You know, I'm a man. You know, I'm not supposed to, use eyebrow pencil. So, yeah, I actually had to take off both, and I have this kaal gesig. You know, the guys at work were like, bro, there's something missing on your face.
I had a little bit of a hockey accident with a golf shot to the face.
Oh.
And so I was off school for a couple of days while my nose went back to normal size again. So my mom said, why don't we just cut a fringe to kind of try and help hide all the black and blue eyes? And yes, the little fringe that I had in mind wasn't quite what my mom decided to give me. So I ended up with a mullet hairstyle. And unfortunately, I also have curly hair. So going very short doesn't work for my hair. And I ended up looking a little bit more like a lion's mane with these black and blue eyes.
Oh,
so
no.
By the time I went back to school, it was not a very good time in my teenage life.
So while I was at varsity, there was this beauty college in the same town, and they always needed models. So I was like, yeah, free hairdo, we could sit, because as a student, you don't have a lot of money. And this particular day, they were practicing doing perms. And I was like, okay, first year student doing a perm on my head. And everything went well, and after she removed the bag, only half of the product worked. So I had half of a head that was permed and the other half that was still flat. Right,
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.